Up until now, we've learned a little bit about what physical conditioning in our breeding dogs is and why it's of benefit to us. Now let's start through the steps in the breeding process and how our conditioning plan should differ based on which stage we're in. Chris and I have broken the breeding cycle into four steps. Step one is the time before and while we're breeding our dogs. This is the only stage that involves both stud dogs and brood bitches. Step two is pregnancy, and we've created two substages, the first and second trimester from ovulation until day 42, and the third trimester from day 43 to whelping. Step three is the period when our bitches are nursing their pups, and again, we've broken that down into early lactation, the first 10 days of the pup's lives, and late lactation from day 11 until the pups start eating solid food around 4 weeks of age. And finally, step four is the weaning and recovery period, when our bitch's role with her pups wraps up and we get her back in shape again. In this module, we're going to focus on stage one, before and during breeding. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in our dogs during this period, starting with bitches. Before we breed, our bitches will go through three hormonal stages, anestrus, proestrus, and estrus. In the time before our bitches come in season, they're in anestrus. During this time, there's no ovarian activity, but the uterus is undergoing endometrial repair from the last heat cycle, and if the bitch was bred previously, her uterus undergoes what's known as involution, when it's transformed from a pregnant to a non-pregnant state. Towards the end of anestrus, the bitch's FSH, or follicle-stimulating hormone, rises, and then proestrus begins with the rise of E3, or estrogen. When the luteinizing hormone, or LH, undergoes a sharp spike, estrus begins, and a few days later, ovulation occurs. During this time, a bitch's cervix opens in order to be bred. While the cervix is open, we should be cautious swimming our bitches in anything but the cleanest of water. So although there are hormonal changes happening in our bitches, it's likely that those changes don't predispose them to injury, so we can continue our conditioning program unchecked. Male dogs don't cycle like bitches, but there are fluctuations in hormones such as LH, testosterone, and insulin that are consistent between dogs. We're going to look just at testosterone, since it's correlated to libido and breeding success. Prior to birth, male fetuses receive a surge of testosterone that masculinizes them, turning them into dogs. From birth until they start into puberty around 6 months of age, male pups' testosterone is relatively low. But at that point, testosterone surges above adult levels. Once dogs have hit adulthood, testosterone plateaus until well into old age. There are a few more variations in testosterone that may be important to breeders. First, testosterone varies during the day, from a high between midnight and 6 a.m. to a low at noon. Interestingly, testosterone doesn't rise when a dog is kenneled with a bitch in heat. However, it does increase significantly 3 hours after the dog was introduced to vaginal secretions from an estrus bitch, and it continues to increase for up to 7 hours after that. So before a bitch goes into season, both she and the male experience relatively stable hormone levels, except for adolescent males who undergo surging testosterone. During this time, we'll implement our dog's pre-breeding physical fitness plan. This is the time we're preparing our dogs so that they're optimally fertile and able to breed, and in the case of our bitches, handle pregnancy, whelping, lactation, and raising their litter. During this period, our goals are to get our dog to an optimal breeding weight or fatness level, develop good overall body strength, flexibility, and balance, and ensure our dogs have good stamina for what's ahead. We'll do that through ensuring that they're in good health, implementing our conditioning program, putting them on a diet appropriate for reproduction, and implementing a weight management program that gets and keeps them at an ideal weight. You want to implement this plan at least 3 months out from breeding for both studs and bitches. It takes male dogs about 63 days to regenerate sperm, so we need to get them in great condition over 9 weeks out from a breeding. And from our research, it takes bitches over 2 months to go from out of shape to truly fit. If you don't have 3 months, still go to work, but your dog may not get the full benefit of your efforts until the next breeding. Your first step in your pre-breeding physical fitness plan is to get your dog examined by a veterinarian. Most breeds require health clearances of some sort, be it hip, eye, heart, patella, elbows, or DNA tests. Your National Breed Club or Registry can assist you in finding out what testing is needed before your dog can be bred. In addition, your dog should have a general physical exam and a reproductive exam by a vet. In studs, this will include an examination of the testes, scrotum, penis, and prepuce. In a bitch, the physical exam should include an external exam of the vulva and mammary glands. Internal exams of the vulva and vagina should wait until the next stage when the bitch is in season. Blood and urine should be analyzed to ensure the dog has no underlying systemic problems such as kidney or liver disease. And all breeding dogs should be tested for brucellosis, a serious bacterial disease that causes infertility and abortion. Testing simply requires a blood test, so it can be done along with the blood and urinalysis testing above. Have a fecal run to ensure your dog has no intestinal parasites, and now is a good time to confirm your dog has immunity to distemper and parvo. You shouldn't boost your dog's vaccinations prior to breeding, but simply check that they have adequate coverage with an antibody titer. If you're in North America, the Companion Animal Vaccine and Infectious Disease Lab at the University of Wisconsin will run those titers for $40. So look in the additional resources for our free ebook that explain vaccine nomographs. And finally, we highly recommend you do a semen evaluation on males before and regularly during their breeding careers. Your next step is to implement an exercise plan for your dog before breeding. Ideally, that entails short training sessions 5 days a week. If you're just getting started with your dog, add a little time for planning, setup, and training, so initially it may take you 15 minutes a day. Your program should include 2 strength training exercises a day, rotating between core, rear, and front strength training, 2 proprioception and balance exercises, and 2 to 3 flexibility exercises such as downward dog, crescent moon, and cat pose. You can do all the good for your soul exercises like off-leash runs and swimming that you and your dog desire. And all types of skill training and activities are appropriate now, including endurance activities. Let's pause here to talk skill training for a minute. Each activity or sport our dogs participate in can be classified by the amount of injury risk inherent in it. We've done that classification for you, dividing activities into low, moderate, and high-risk activities. So, for example, low agility jumps, tunnels, and straight-line courses have a low risk of injury, while contact equipment, weaves, and tight turns have a high risk of injury. This chart is in the module, so you can look up the activities you do with your dogs and familiarize yourself with the risk of injury. But during the pre-breeding period, all of these are appropriate. In addition to vet exams and conditioning, nutrition plays a huge role in preparing our dogs to breed physically. As we discussed in the last module, all breeding dogs should be on a reproductive diet, either growth and reproduction or all life stages. As the late Dr. David Kronfeld, vet nutritionist, said many years ago, no maintenance diet is appropriate for reproduction. Since both stud dogs and brood bitches are preparing to breed long before the actual mating, keeping them on a top quality diet will give them the best chance at fertility and health. A reproductive diet must include 29% or more protein that is primarily animal-based, 18% or more fats, and key supplements such as DHA, probiotics, vitamins, antioxidants, and a variety of amino acids. What it doesn't need to include are carbohydrates. Adult dogs don't need carbohydrates when they're not breeding, but you may find that some stud dogs and bitches have better stools and coats when their diets include a small amount of carbs. For more details and sources, check the Nutrition for Breeding sheet in the additional resources if you didn't look at it during the last module. The final step in preparing your dog to breed is weight management. Now is the time to get your dog at an ideal weight per the tissue tent test. If you need to increase your dog's weight, either simply feed it more or feed it more caloric foods such as beef. If you need to decrease your dog's weight, get on this right away. An easy way to take pounds off your dog is to cut his food back by a third and replace that volume of food with twice as much canned or flaked pumpkin. Most dogs love pumpkin and it fills them up so they don't feel hungry even though they're getting less food. Well, that's it for pre-breeding preparations. At some point, we're going to transition from before breeding to during, and that occurs when either our bitch comes in season or a stud dog's prospective mate comes in. Your goals for both your stud and bitches during this period are to maintain your dog's overall condition and to help it handle everything that goes along with breeding, from the physical effort to traveling in confinement to fasting. So what specifically do dogs need to do in order to breed? Well, males need to court, mount, thrust, tie, and turn, while females need to participate in the courting, hold the male while he mates, and handle the tie. All of that requires overall body strength, balance and proprioception, and flexibility. So let's take a look at what mating entails for dogs. Here are two mastiffs on a pretty hot day. They've been courting for a while, so both are warm and tired, as you can see by their panting. This breeder's pretty casual, so the dogs are out on their own to get the job done. Whether or not this is what you do, it gives us a really good idea at the process that dogs go through while breeding. So this is a pretty big guy, and thus there's a lot of weight and pressure on the bitch when he mounts, as you can see. She isn't really making it easy on him. She's moving, she's turning away, so he has to continue to pursue and woo her. Now this is many minutes later, and you can see he hits the mark and ties her right about now. There you go. And you can tell as his hind legs come forward that he's in her vulva. As he thrusts, you can literally see her hind legs give out. Right about there. You can see her going into overload, and she can no longer hold him. She just doesn't have the strength to hold him, and so she collapses under him while they are tied. She gets the two of them untangled, but holy cow, does that require flexibility on both of their parts. Now that they're tied, you can see how hard they're pulling each against each other during the tie, again, needing more core and rear strength. So this has been going on for quite a while, and it gives you just a little bit of an idea of what it takes for dogs to breed. Given all of that effort, we aren't going to do a lot with our dogs during this period. We're usually pretty busy too while we're doing breedings, but try and fit in a short workout 4 to 5 days a week to help manage your dog's stress and body during this time. Do one strength, one balance, and 2 to 3 flexibility exercises with, again, all the hikes and runs you want, plus any skill training that you normally do with your dogs. Obviously, be careful with your in-season bitch if she's off-leash around other dogs, and swim her only in clean water. While breeding, try to keep your dogs and bitches on their normal reproductive diet. The only changes you're going to make is for your bitches. Stud dogs get their maintenance amount, 100%, but you want to increase the amount that bitches get so their bodies respond to the abundance of resources. So either just before or once she's in season, start feeding her 150% of her maintenance amount of food. And don't forget to add carbohydrates. Ideally, she gets about 20% of her calories from carbs once she's in season. Don't worry if she gains a little weight. If there's ever a time, now is it. Start preparing any dog you want to breed at least 3 months ahead of time. Your pre-breeding preparations should include health exams, fit to be tied exercises, reproductive nutrition, and a weight management program to get and keep your dogs at their ideal weight. All of that sets the stage for the breeding period, when you're going to give your dogs a small amount of exercise and increase your bitch's plane of nutrition as well as carbohydrates to increase the number of eggs ovulated.